We're at beautiful sunrise daybreak in Culver City. All right, so some thoughts. How to live the best life of all time. So, oh, and also you're curious, what is the best color? Like some sort of like crimson red. Just watch a movie 300, look at the Spartan capes. Crimson red with bronze seems like a good combination. The general gist is the ancient Spartans, good morning, used to wear the crimson red or the red capes to strike fear into the enemies. And we knew modern day Spartan Stoics, Velociraptors, we're also trying to do the same thing. So some thoughts. First, it does seem that where you live is insanely important and critical. The second thought is I have some theories. I think maybe the issue is a physiological one, which means the reason why Euron is so unwell and ungood feelings is because our health is poor, right? So what does this mean? So there's some basic things, right? walk 50 miles a day, direct sunlight. The best sleeves are sleeveless. Good morning. Euron that you see acknowledges, alright, so if y'all curious, right? It's like, what are people in LA into? Everyone's into these hats. Like, I want a hat. Yeah, it looks like LA's good. Yeah, I mean, like, certainly there's no perfect place, but I think LA's pretty good. I actually really like this mural. It's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, it just, I don't know, I think art needs to be kind of more playful, more fun, and we gotta make things more playful, fun, and also profitable is the Golden Goose. So what, the ice cream factory in LA, I don't know if it's still around, but remember when it first came out, everyone was so critical about it, yet my thought is it was a great idea because I don't know, I think art should be public, it should be interacted with, it should be made fun, etc. Maybe the critical flaw here is that need some more light. Need the light. Let's follow the light. Actually, I think a big thing about living in LA is or just your own locale is finding good walking paths which allow the maximum light to hit you. And I also had this notion of minimum viable clothing is wear the minimum bearable, tolerable outfit clothings that you're like not, you don't want to kill yourself. Because like even Askesis, training A-S-K-E-S-I-S. Wow, look at the textures here. Another pro tip. This is my workshops. If you want to photograph something and remember it, you just like touch it. Well, look at that. Haptic feedback. You'll kind of remember it better. And yeah, I mean some basic things like everyone's so into this nonsensical, what, vegetarian, vegan. I was actually kind of curious. It's like, what exactly does it mean that what does vegan even mean? I studied the Wikipedia's word, and vegan actually came out of the word vegetarian, believe it or not, right? And what is the difference is that essentially the vegans were just more hardcore, more intense forms of vegetarians. And I don't know, I think the reason why, like, I think it's a little bit, oh, this is valet parking. So the reason why I think I'm so critical of it, like, oh, you're a plant-based vegetarian, but no one's like, you gotta stop drinking alcohol, right? Like, question, have you ever met any vegetarian who also doesn't drink alcohol, who is not an alcoholic? And what is an alcoholic? My thought about alcoholic is, I mean, some things, right? One, if you consume one alcoholic beverage at least one day, you're my bad, you as an alcoholic. I mean, like, not to like cast moral judgment, right? Like, I'm like a coffee-holic, I'm a caffeine-holic, right? Like, I drink probably ever since I was like 22 years old, at least. Yeah, this is a good lighting spot. These big ass parking spots are good when they got lots of natural light. So yeah, I drink at least, what, how many cups? It's like, you know, you drink a lot of coffee when you stop keeping count, or it doesn't interest you anymore. But like, at least one pour over, three shots of espresso, right? Whatevs. My pro tip about coffee caffeine is, when you wake up, make sure that you're well slept, right? You slept good. And after that, drink a bunch of coffee in the day and try to abstain later on. Yo, look at that. Isn't that so beautiful? Tick, tick. Photo ops with EK in the cities. Open world concept. So, also some funny thoughts is, around, yeah, this is a good spot. It's like, it looks like a, is this a not drive-throughable path? Is there a drive-through traffic? It's a little cold though, I'm gonna go the other way. So also the good thing about going sleeveless or topless or whatever, obviously it's still a little bit cold, but it's a better impetus and motivator to walk more in the light. And also some other thoughts, get the Vibram five finger shoes. What, the LX model is the one I got, or just any other ones. Just get them on Amazon or the Vibram store, vibram.com. Order like three or four pairs, just try them all on. Try different models, makes, and sizes. And just return the ones that you don't like. Super simple. And it's funny too, because like, I think the only real good reason not to wear them is people think they look weird. It's like, but it's simple. It's just like, keep it very, very simple. You're going to a wedding, don't wear them. Wedding, put on your nice dress, leather dress shoes. I have the Cole Haans, and they look, I think for a minute they're actually bought out by Nike maybe. But yeah, for weddings, wear Cole Haans or nice leather shoes, white jeans, white skinny jeans. Just give them H&M. I have like this, I got it from my brother-in-law, John Narciso. Nice pair. Yeah, you want to look like the Lamborghini Countach and just smile at the pretty ladies. Actually, this is a pro tip too. So like, you know, social skills, how to conquer your social fears, etc. Go up to people and, you know, you see a pretty girl, just look at them, just smile and just nod at them, or just wave and say, hi. This is actually a good thing about having a kid now too. You got a kid, it kind of gives you an excuse to talk to people, because people look at you, smiling at you, because they smile at your kid. And then when they smile at your kid, they smile at you because your kid was made out of you, right? Funny thought. So just smile, then go, hi. And then what I personally like to do is be like, bye-bye. That's because actually, the funny thing with Sen is, you know, he's Korean, half Korean, half Vietnamese. And I only speak to him in Korean, and he's speaking in Vietnamese. Then we all wave, hello, hello. Just wave, say bye-bye, but hi, is a good thought. So yeah, I think that's a good thought. Also, like with pants, right? So check this. Pants I'm wearing is these also ex officio boxer briefs. I'm wearing these last like 20 years. Okay, these Lululemon. Well, look at this side drop in pocket. So got the Lambo keys in the left. Super minimalist house key, drop in pocket. You can put your phone or something here. So actually, I think maybe my critique of modern day times is the reason why our posture is so poor is because the clothes that we wear don't promote good walking, don't promote good posture. And like, what's the best way to walk? Chest up, back up. I'm starting to realize more and more. I think like, remember your parents used to nag you, don't be on the TV or computer all day, monitor the back for your eyes, and you're like, yeah, whatever, right? Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, to me, just basic, simple things. I think being on the iPhone is actually probably bad for your not health, but like for your eyes. Like, I really love using the iPad Pro, the 11-inch, the smaller one, right? Don't get the big one. Big ones for losers. It's funny. Whenever you want to be disparaging by anything, just say it in that tone. Go, but this is for losers. And then suddenly you sound like you make them sound like a loser. You be like, Lamborghinis are for losers. Or if you want to make a absurd statement, just be like, real men do X, Y, and Z, right? Real men. Fake men. It's like, you're just kind of trolling everyone. Like, for example, it's like, real men wear Lululemons. And also the funny thing too, the best way to be more funny and to be more legit, never pronounce nothing the correct way. Always pronounce it the incorrect way. It seems to be much more funny. Yo, look at this. Pro tips about LA. Look at this traffic. Back to back. I actually created a hand sign with Sen, kind of describing what back to back traffic looked like. Some other thoughts. So there's this notion of being a quote flaneur, F-L-A-N-E-U-R, quote. It means kind of like somebody who likes to just kind of walk around aimlessly for funsies and don't take it too much for serious. And so in terms of walking path, right? Yeah, just allow yourself to be random. And also, like, if you use a vlogger or whatevs, yeah, I think this, like, street vlogging concept is a good one. I mean, now I'm just using my iPad Pro. What I do is, currently my settings just 720p, what, default 30fps, the smallest resolution, and then I put it to the ultra-wide camera, and I'm holding the iPad with two hands, in the back camera, the main camera is facing my face, so the screen is looking the other way. So essentially when I'm holding it, I'm just staring at the Apple logo in front of me. And the reason why I think this is such an effective way to vlog is, often the big problem that I face is, like, if you're using the selfie mode, you see yourself in camera, it's actually really distracting. So, you know, a lot of the vloggers who have the tilting articulating screen that looks back at them so they can check their framing. Personally, I don't like that because it's actually hugely distracting and not good for your stream of consciousness. So I think with vlogging, stream of consciousness type of vlogging is best because you're just fleshing out the thoughts yourself. I like that too. Yeah, my just take all my videos and screenshot it whenever you find it good. Actually, like another funny tip.
Walk out like that. What does it mean? Shot a picture like that. That'd be super lit. Tick 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 tick.
Also, some ideas. Disregard notions of proper form. Actually, it's funny. So, I mean, I'm the most successful photographer I know, vlogger, or person I know that's in my age range. I'm 35, born in 88. It seems like everybody I know either seems a lot older than me or younger than me, or they're actually my age and they just look like so unfit. Oh, so another thing too is that do you remember, I think it was it Mark Zuckerberg who made the website hotornot.com, and then him and just a bunch of his nerd friends are just trying to rate the girls in the dorms, and then they put into a simple binary and people say, oh, life's not binary. I'm like, yeah, it is. It's like, you rich or poor? Yep, the barbell approach to life is kind of like a binary one, because I don't know, I think the reason why people so, it depends, or everything is a spectrum. Like, get out of here. It's like, I'm kind of talking so whack. So I think my overall critique and criticism is, we lack some sort of, to borrow Cindy's terms, criticality. Does criticality sound like something out of Mortal Kombat? Criticality. Uppercut somebody. Yo, check this out. Ike in the house, baby. Oh, yeah. Hi. Oh, yeah. Look at Ike. Ike muscles, the trap god. I'm a trap god. Oh, yeah. Full body tan. And actually, the... that was kind of cool. Nice, quiet neighborhood with these modernist houses. Floor to ceiling windows, like that corner there. Instead of the all I did was say, see me nice. Kind of like that corner unit there. But also, the reason why I would not want to build or live in any of these homes. Just takes too long. Talking to my friend Don Dillon, dealing with contractors. Yeah, no fun zones. Yeah, it's too cold here. It's not enough natural light. So actually, that's another critical thing too. You want whatever you live in to have the maximum amount of light. So still, if I was like a single bachelor dude myself, I would just live in just like, I don't know, where would I live? I don't know, just Providence, Rhode Island, or anywhere, or just essentially just like live in a super big high rise with insane amounts of maximum light entering, or just buy a glass cube house and then put it on top of a hill. But still, I don't know. I think, my intervention now is the greatest joy is to be able to be insanely, insanely, insanely local and just walk 50 miles a day. Once again, that's the goal. And I was thinking, it's like, Mike. Everyone wants the Lambo and the Ferrari and whatevs. Oh, so the simple heuristics. Do you know how somebody's unsuccessful or not rich or not real successful? If they just drive a base level Audi A3, Q3, BMW 3 Series, Mercedes A-Class, Porsche Macan, which is essentially like a mini Volkswagen. But Touareg? Is it the Touareg or is it the other one? And then even I was thinking about it, it's like, is the Lamborghini Urus just built on the Volkswagen Atlas platform? Maybe. Another thought too. I see guys wearing red shorts. Looks like red shorts is actually a very attractive color. Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Good idea. It says no pedestrians crossing, but people think that I'm a crazy person, so they're going to let me cross. Walk behind here. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes I'm just going to walk in the light. Yeah, actually, another thing I love about LA here, you see the the natural light is so nice. Oh, and also the funny way, he's like, you know, as a woman's checking your eyes, look at, they kind of look at you and they kind of brush their hair backwards. Seems like a thing they like to do. Okay, so also the funny thing with Vibram Five Fingers, people's like, are you gonna step into something dangerous or bad? Possibly, but I think also the problem is we often don't look down and be more discerning or critical about what we're stepping on. So in that sense, not actually uneven surfaces. I got this from Nassim Taleb, Anti-Fragile, that book is still super money. And actually the reason why I'm all about the open source whatevs, it's pretty nice. So, yeah, just Google Eric Kim open source, you'll find all my stuff. And actually, the funny thing about walking on dirt and grass and stuff like that, it actually is more hygienic and sanitary than just concrete. And also just like walking here, just looking down, it actually does seem that walking on a dirt path or these unpaved surfaces are better because maybe they're more hygienic in so far much as fewer people walk this way, so it might be cleaner. I don't know. I don't see no glass bottles or anything like that. And also, once again, yeah, look, foot off-roading. All these losers want to buy these like off-roading trucks and SUVs and overlanding vehicles. I'm like, the best way to overland is overland your feet. People are like, oh, you gotta buy some like big ass boots and hiking shoes. I'm like, nah, it's just don't be one of these nerds at REI. Yeah, Vibram Five Fingers, Vibram is the way. You wanna join the EK Illuminatis? Gotta get the Vibram Five shoes inside your human bodies. He's 6 feet. Oh, so another way that people is low-key racist towards Asians or Asian people, Asian men. Whenever people meet me in real life, they're like, whoa, Eric, you're way taller in real life than I expected. It's like, yes, because I'm Asian. So you expect me to be like 5'6". But EK is around 5'11". 5'11½, 6. I'm so glad that I met Cindy in college. Didn't have to meet her in some sort of dating app. Yeah, if I was doing a dating app, I would for sure exaggerate. It'd be like, yeah, I'm like 6 feet. Actually, it's funny because in Korea, the golden goose is to be baekpai sheep, which means 180 centimeters. And 180 centimeters is a little bit shy of 6 feet tall. But actually, it's funny too, because everybody, depending on whether they use metric or whether they use the standard system, it'll actually change things. So 182 centimeters is 6 feet tall, right? So everyone wants to be 6 feet tall in America or taller. But then if you're using the metric system, everyone wants to be 180 centimeters or 2 meters or whatever you want to be, right? So that's also another thing I've discovered from an entrepreneurial perspective or a philosophical perspective, which has been good, which is, I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna get run over. I don't know. Maybe I have a funny theory is that if your chance of getting run over or getting killed, you actually pay more attention. So that's actually where jaywalking in Vietnam is safer than America, because when you're texting while walking, you're not paying attention. You think you're invisible until you're dead. It's like the people's logic is so funny. They're like riding a motorcycle, riding a bike without a helmet. They're like, I've never been killed before, therefore I will never be killed, right? That's why I think a little bit of humor is also good with reasoning and logic. Actually, the rapper Logic, Logic's a good word. People should be more logical, okay?
More thoughts.
Love that building. Also love that little triangle building too. Let's check it out. Check it out, let's check it out. Tour with EK, Eric Kim Tours. So life goal is how to be happy, right? Very simple. Walk 50 miles a day. The hashtag bear lifestyle. It's funny, obviously you ain't finna walk 50 miles. Like, I don't think it. And actually, another thought too. I'm gonna write a treatise. Why running is bad for you. So, it's kind of funny. It's like, the way that women will compliment you or whatevs is they'll ask you certain things. Like, they'll be like, are you a swimmer? Or are you a rock climber? Or are you a runner? Because like, I'm like super muscular and jacked and suntanned, right? And then I asked a girl, I was like, at the gym, you know, why are you gonna ask me that, right? Why are you asking me that? And then what she said was, oh, because your legs are like insanely massive and strong. And actually, I think the reason why people are so confused by me and my physique, my body, is that like, A, you know, my friend Bao from the gym, right? Oh, wow, this place is cool. Scopely, what is that? This place looks cool. Samitar, what is that? What's this cool? Samitar, what does it mean? Cindy's younger sister Jennifer, I always joke with her. She's like, what does it mean? I'm like, yeah, I know, right? I know, right? Look at that. Yeah, LA is effing lit. Okay. There's actually this thing I always drove by. Was that in La Cienega? Wow, look at this. Cool architectures. It's called like 100 Thieves. And yeah, walking tour is cool. Yeah, I wanna live in LA forever. So it's called 100 Thieves. And it's like video game turned clothing company, turned lifestyle company. Oh, another pro tip too. Oh wow, this place is cool. Scope, what is this? Anonymous content. Omelette? Weird. Oh wow, look at this. This place is cool. Cool, wow. I'll check this out. Why is it so empty though? Yeah, actually, it looks like a big problem they've been having nowadays is that, like, there's so many of these cool creative office buildings, but they look mostly like deserted. I'm not sure why. I think you can have the most beautiful office campus, Pixar, you know, playground, Google something in the world, but if you actually have to show up every single day,
it's not fun.
Tennis Channel. UK's Think LA. Did you? What is this stuff? In the future. Oh, anyways, so people call. If it something like the best way to describe something isn't to describe it what it is, it's just to keep it anonymous. So for example, everyone's like, we are a lifestyle brand. It's like, if you call yourself a lifestyle brand, you ain't a lifestyle brand, right? It's like you just pretending, right? And actually true luxury, whoa, it's bamboo. Real bamboo. Actually the cool thing with bamboo is insanely strong. One of the best metaphors I heard to life is like, you know, be like bamboo, really, 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 really strong, but also flexible. Good idea. Kind of digging this industrial complex areas. Wow, pretty cool. Yeah, that is genius produced. Let me walk back. Yeah, so anyways, my practical pragmatic thoughts include, yeah, also the good thing with walking, right? I was thinking about this too. A lot of people are so constipated in modern day life, right? And then we kind of use it as a disparaging tool to criticize or critique people's. I think the big issue is actually people just don't walk enough. I mean, that's the reason why modern day life is so bad. And also, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're in the best Google office. Like, if you still be like stuck in the campus, use Slave, S-L-A-V-E. New slaves, dun. Oh, another pro tip. I'm trying to get really into these like old school blue license plates. It looks like vintage. Live longer. Drive a manual. That's a good point. This guy drives a manual. Oh, whoa. Yeah, drive a manual transmission. Live longer, drive a manual. I agree, random man. Genius produced. Parking is hiding in plain sight. Kind of fun. Yeah, so, just thinking about things kind of carte blanche opportunities. Oh, so quiet here. So, yeah, another funny line of thinking is, kind of these like industrial parks complexes. Just kind of love how zen, quiet, and wabi-sabi it is. And you kind of could figure out what a lot of these behind the scenes things are going and happening. So some more thoughts. We're definitely in a new modern day caste system. So even Beverly Hills, like drive through Beverly Hills, like so, Beverly Hills is just boring. People's boring. Apple has a studio here too. Wow. Stellar One. What's that? Can't defig that. What's this too? Blogger here too? Hiding in plain sight. Why is it here? Weird. EK reconnaissancings. See in the flesh. Yeah. So my theory, yeah, Apple's definitely buying out Culver City. It looks like also a new trend is people buying these like fake vanity plates, but I guess they don't get tickets, so I guess it's okay. Yeah. Actually, the funny thing too is like, I'm confused about is like, why is it that Amazon, Apple, these big corporations, they make individuals, like, why is it they're trying to be so low key? Be proud. So even Culver City Studios, Culver Steps. I'll just give some insight and tell. So apparently, it's all owned by Michael Hackman. And apparently, he just pottery studio. He owns a lot of Culver City. Why is there Apple office here? So, yeah, he owns a lot of Culver City. His bio's up. Beverly Hills Porsche. Nice target. Yo, what is this? Stellar 2? Weird. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like this neighborhood is like super zen. But once again, don't buy real life property. Buy the interwebs properties. A lot less maintenance and headaches. So, some fitness thoughts. Super, super simple solutions, right? If you want to get super ripped or jacked or strong or whatevs, yet not have a lot of space or time or whatevs, like the most of people's, super simple, just buy a 400-pound, 300-pound, 200-pound, 100-pound, whatevs, sandbag, go to the playground, fill it up with sand. Steal the playground sand, right? Actually, it's funny. As I was filling up my sandbag, right? The 400-pound I got from roguefitness.com. You can just buy the cheap ones at Amazon. Or just go to titanfitness.com. I think they just rip off and steal all of the designs from Rogue. And actually, it's funny, too, because it's like... So, Titan Fitness, Chinese company, whatever. So, and actually, it's funny, is that... Everybody is so critical about, you know, Chinese people or the Chinese just stealing and copying and pasting designs, whatevs. But I think it's not really a threat. Like, honestly, it's a... If you really, really want the best qualities, you ain't finna use a Titan Fitness something. Like, actually, one of the powerlifting gyms that I joined for, like, a few weeks a month because I was just kind of curious. Oh, ultimately, I don't recommend powerlifting gyms. Just, yeah, it's just, it's not fun or ganky. It's better to just join a local random commercial gym, just have more funds. Also, you got the hot sauna. I actually think the only reason to join a commercial gym maybe is for the hot sauna. Or social life, whatevs, but one of my new interventions is actually take an insanely hot bath, if you got a bathtub at home, and to the point that it's almost scalding. And actually, maybe even a simple thought too is maybe it's a good idea. Like, I mean, I've just been taking cold showers religiously for the last, I don't know, 10 years. It's pretty good. Mix really, really insanely hot baths and cold showers, and I think you're good. If you don't have a hot shower, you don't have a bathtub, then maybe just like start with an insanely cold shower, then make the shower head insanely hot to the point your skin's boiling. Oh, Vox Media. Who owns a Vox Media? And then switch it back to cold, then jump out, right? Because, yeah, everyone's about the ice bath. I mean, I think the ice bath's a good idea, but it just seems like too much work. It's just like, you gotta go to the store, buy ice, and too much work, right? Or cold plunge. I mean, I guess you could also take a really, really cold bath. I don't know how that's different from taking a cold shower, though. Anyways. But my thought is, it's the extreme undulation of temperatures, which I think is probably, quote-unquote, good for your health. In life, extremes are good. Oh, some other funny thoughts. The EK No Fap Challenge, right? This is for the guys. So apparently, blowing your load is called energy suicide. It's like the power's in your spunk, right? Even my friend, what is Austin Powers would call it? Called the mojo? macho man. Why you watch The Simpsons? I want to be a nacho man. Yeah, I should cross here. Give me a nacho man. I wanna be a nacho man. Oh, some other thoughts too is that, like, actually as a kid growing up, I was born in 88, growing up in the 90s or 2000s, whatever, right? The goal for being a guy was to become more quote-unquote macho. But it looks like this ideal has been disaggregated. It's like, what does everyone want to be now? It's like, I don't know, it's like... I'll spell it out for you. So what is it that everyone in LA wants to be or look like? So I'll just describe like the atypical or prototypical kind of like emasculated male aesthetic here in LA. So it's like, you're like wearing a hat, like either a baseball cap or like a trucker hat or some sort of hat. You're wearing a hat, okay? That's the first thing. Then the second thing is... oh, man, look at that traffic, guys. Oh, yeah, our best friend building here. Yeah, traffic is no bueno. It's like... My thought about happiness is mostly via negativa. Not being stuck in traffic and not having to drive is my formula for happiness. Oh, also people's like, what is happiness? To me, happiness is walking. Once again, 50 miles a day is our goal. I'm a little two minds about step trackers because, I don't know, do they really motivate you or they, I don't know. Not 100% sure. I'm like super anti Apple Watch. I'm like, anytime I see somebody wearing an Apple Watch, I'm just like, I just kind of roll my eyes. I'm like, anyone buys an Apple Watch is signaling some sort of lemming mentality. It's just not a good product. Like my simple thought is keep it simple, bifurcated, barbell it. Either wear a Rolex or don't wear no watch, right? The only watch worth wearing is a Rolex, not a Panerai. All these guys trying to wear these other things. Just wear your Rolex or don't wear none at all. You can just buy a used Rolex. They're not that expensive. And because the thing too is that, or like better yet, just don't wear no watches. I mean, Elon Musk don't wear a watch. He's like, if I need to check the time, I look at my phone. Okay. And actually, you look at the Walter Isaacson biography. I actually like all the screenshots. Oh, I need to share the screenshots that I did from the Walter Isaacson biography. Oh, another pro tip. How to know somebody. Say, yo, let me look at your iPhone real quick. Just look at their screenshots. Show them the camera roll. You could joke like, just hide your dick pics. People should be more open friendly about that, right? So show me your screenshots and I'll tell you who you is. And also like looking at how people play with ChatGPT, ImageGPT, DALL-E 3. It's also kind of a good indicator of what their personal interests are. Another fun thought I've been doing too from a socioeconomic perspective. You know, I'm always curious about what cars people drive. And then I'm always curious to look at people who are the people who drive those cars. And I just try to psychoanalyze them. I'm like, why did they drive that car? Like, what are they trying to get at? It's just kind of my goal. All right, yo, so check this building out. People checking me out because I'm so slow, right? But then the question too is like, you super beautiful and swole and jagged and everybody checking you out, smiling. What's the point of it all? I don't know, just for your own self-esteem, your own ego. The purpose, I think, is for like some sort of artistic, philosophical introspection and creation. Good way to walk is always check all sides at least 20 times. Uh-oh. I'm always like, what is this? I'll figure it out. Yeah, like 5790. Where are we? What is this? It's funny because I think everyone in LA drives by this building and has no idea what it is. Like, is this still under construction? Is this done? What is this? Huh. Well, first of all, whether you like it or not, it's certainly very impressive. It's effing huge. Right? Fucking 5790. And it looks like there's a driveway. So brutalism, I mean, technically think about, I guess there's a bike paths are often pretty good. I like bike paths better for walking. Bike path means somebody could kill me too. Actually, the funny thing too is like now the modern day concern of all parties is the e-bikes. They're so fat. They're like essentially like electric motorcycles, I guess. But everyone likes to critique. I'm like, yo, you like this? Like, I'm happy for you, bro. Just don't kill me, bro. I actually have some thoughts too. It's just like, what e-bike? Like, maybe they should just make it a thing where you just had to put on lights and just keep it flashing during the day. Oh no. Anyways, maybe not a concern. Oh whoa. Okay, let's check out the backside. So I've never ever restricted area. Yo, what is this? This is so cool. So anyways, what I love about grand architecture like this is it really shows the grandeur of the human spirit, ambition. Wow, look at that. Yeah, Sen would love this. I guess they're still doing some sort of construction on it. Wow. But whatever it's gonna be, I wonder. I don't want to be stuck at that building. It's funny too, because it looks like even our best friend Nietzsche talks about grand architecture. It seems that the ultimate metaphorical metamorphoses of the human spirit is architecture. All right, so some more thoughts on the good life. So another thought my mind is like, what would be happier? Is renting better than owning? Maybe. So this is just my thought.
Oh, look at this wall. So cool.
So my thought on happiness is, once again, via negativa, Nassim Taleb. Happiness maybe is via negativa. So to not have cares in your life is happiness via negativa, right? Carefree lifestyle. Not concern yourself with maintenance, fear things, or deal with tenants or squatters' rights, management, etc. is like, I could barely manage myself. Even economics actually comes from the ancient Greek oikonomia. I'm actually going to ask ChatGPT this later. Is it like, what is the history and etymology of oikonomia economics, and how did it become like a money thing? Because economics, home economics, they used to call it home ec, right? Just like how to keep your house and kitchen tidy. And I mean, specifically, like, how to keep your slaves in order, right? And actually, pro tip, back in the day, the slaves are the ones who did the bookkeeping, right? Don't be a bookkeeper. Even, like, yeah, observing ancient Roman life, or maybe even ancient Greek life is a good indicator of things. Oh, another thing, too. So, you know, like, the funny thing is in, good morning, in modern day times, how do we separate things? It's by freeways, probably one of the best films I watched. It's funny, all the best films I've ever watched superficially are seen as quote-unquote bad movies. Also, another pro tip is if somebody calls it a bad movie or it's not good, it might be good. Ignore everybody. Because I think the best movies are the ones that show metaphors about real life. So, for example, the metaphor of... Yeah, it's called In Time, Justin Timberlake, great movie. It's like everyone living in time zones, and ultimately the metaphor of money and life and time is money. It's a good metaphor to life, because ultimately what do people want? It's money and health. The other ways, keep out the homeless people. Actually, this is another big issue too, is like, how do you keep out homeless people or graffitis and stuff like that? It's a big problem. And also another issue I've been having is public parks, public places. So how to keep really clean bathrooms? Hygiene is a thought. It's like, have you paid people? I don't know. Not sure. I mean, the way they do it in Southeast Asia and Mexico, it's like a caste system. It's like you got like super, super, super insanely poor people from like the indigenous out of city places doing the grunt work, and nobody bats an eye. Oh, another pro tip I got is treat the janitor with more kindness and respect than the quote-unquote boss. And even something that I feel like a little bit ashamed about or think about is a true fan or somebody you really care for. It's not predicated on how rich or their net worth, it's more of like their commitment to you and whatevs, right? So be kind always. I think moving forward in life, treat everyone with respect, regardless of who it is. Take your shirt off! Okay, so some more fun thoughts. So I think for a long time, maybe my personal quest was seeking maximum happiness and human thriving's whatevs. This billionaire, beggar, billionaire, homeless person look concept is funny. It actually does look like a lot of, I don't want to say crazy, but 5150s is what security says. 5150s, people looks like a little bit unwell. It looks like they often take off their clothes. But you could tell if somebody's homeless or not because, based on their attire, how they walk, how they look. People look at me, it's like, oh, obviously this guy ain't homeless because he's so good looking. clean haircut. And obviously I'm not a poor person, I'm wearing Lululemons, right? Look at my hippie shoes. LA's good. So some other thoughts on why I think, I don't know, it's tricky too, because like, everyone wants to live in paradise. I think LA's paradise, right? Yo, check out this like visualization of like, people doing yoga at the park. The funny thing with the visualizations is the idea and the reality, there's often some sort of disconnect. And once again, another pro tip, somebody calls something luxury, it ain't luxury. Mm-hmm. And also like, when people describe something, it shouldn't be more than one thing. Like for example, you know, people call it fitness and wellness. Like, just choose one thing, just fitness or wellness. Don't do both, or just create a new concept, or just don't even describe it. Yo, so check out how, like, I look at this, and to me, that is so insanely cool. These kind of designs. Wow. Look at these designs. Look at this EK Illuminati. Yeah. Yeah. Super wabi-sabi things down here. Yeah. Walk proud. I think the reason why Orion's so confused by me is, it's like, what? You never met an outrageous, confident Asian American guy? Right? So I was also doing some studies about like, what is the difference between race, ethnicity? I asked ChatGPT. It actually gave me some good answers and gave me a little thinking and think about the historical context. The first one is, you know, back in the day, your quote-unquote race, you just identify with like your where you're from, right? Like, I am Greek, I am Roman, right? But even Seneca, his what, Cordoba, Spain? I think he was in Spain. He's a Roman, right? But then he was in Spain, from Spain or something, right? And so the same thing is being American, right? Same thing, right? Like, I think America is tricky because we certainly are a melting pot of a bunch of stuff. So for example, like everyone has different physiology and old school term used back in Nietzsche's day was morphology. It's just like the way your face is shaped, right? So if someone looks at me, obviously you can tell I'm Asian based on my facial features, right? Same thing if you're African American, you know, Caucasian, Irish, German, Polish, Eastern European, whatevs, Northern European. And this is why I really don't like calling people like white, or I find offense when people call themselves white. I'm like, as a white man, I'm like, you're not white. He's like, yes, I am. I'm like, I'm white. Nah, no, you're not white. Then I'll be like, I'm black. No, you're not black. I'm yellow. Can't say that. That's racist. I'm red, right? So, it's like, I think was it Demetri Martin? He's just like, I'm just gonna start calling myself Cracker. What's up, Cracker? And then Cracker's like, Cracker, please. It's like, yo, you can't call yourself a Cracker. That's what we call each other. It's a kind of humor is good. And I think my curiosity is, why is it that these racial politics are so, like, why does it matter? I mean, first and foremost, I think actually it's kind of just like a big distraction. Like, ain't nobody care, like, what you is. Like, if you're in America, you're born in America, you're American. Simple. America first, right? Yet, I think everyone needs to find a reason or a way to paint somebody as a bad guy to justify whatevs. Also, like, my personal, people talking about reparations. I mean, in theory, reparation is a good idea, but also it's kind of like, I think it's a little bit demeaning because, well, you're going to take the pain and suffering of your peoples, your culture, your heritages, and just quantify into money. That seems a little bit distasteful to me, but c'est la vie, right? Whenever I go through bad things in my life, this is cool, Kanye. Fucking c'est la vie, right? Yeah, whenever somebody annoys you, angry, effing say love you. And also, whenever you're dealing with some sort of mental distress or whatever's, it's just like a physical distress. I say just walk it out, put in your 50 miles. I could guarantee you're going to feel much better. Or just hit the gym or the hot sauna, take a nice cold bath, do a one rep max, lift 1,000 pounds, Atlas lift. Also, another funny thought I had about weightlifting. So I got these like farmers carry handles, and I think they're actually super cool. But from a minimalism perspective, I wonder if just like one handle is fine. Even this like super, super minimalistic thing that I got, which is actually kind of cool, from Titan.fitness. I mean, the spacing, the machining is a little bit off, but whatevs. Is this like 36 inch really long loadable Olympic dumbbell thing? So imagine if you just took a standard barbell and just made it really, really skinny and short. You made it really, really skinny and short. Oh, also a thought I had too, I was like, design me a super minimalistic toilet that requires minimum washing or minimalistic sinks that don't splash, or a graffiti proof. Actually, this is another thing too. So how do you create things which are graffiti proof, scratch proof, and dirty proof? Not sure. I'll figure it out. Arts become more artistic. So like once you use a Bitcoin billionaire, then what? Then my personal thought is, yeah, just sharing your knowledge, your wealth with others. Don't be so caught up on the monies and having to quantify everything yourselves. Because I think, I mean, my practical thought, let's say you're a billionaire and you're alive and you're in your 80s. You can't care for more monies. I think... money, moneta, Juno. Like, and also the funny thing to think about just from like an ancient Greek perspective. In ancient Greece, money wasn't even a concept yet. It was just oxen. Like how many capital, caput comes from head of cattle. How many oxen did you have? What, King Priam or King Agamemnon had what, like 100,000 oxen, right? Like oxen are good because you can eat them and also use them as labor. Yeah, just be careful when you're driving, guys. Like we just saw an accident. So don't drive. A lot of rubbernecking and goosing around. Yeah, the reason why it's so, car accident. Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, maybe I just need to stop driving. Looks like, this guy's bumper fell off.
Yeah, not good. Okay, yeah, I guess this is where driving is safer. Yeah, these big accidents, be careful. Yeah, actually, ultimately when shit hits the fan, we're like, what is critical, what is not critical? What is critical is safety first, security. It's a good one. Watch your back. Don has a funny license plate holder thing. It's just like, trust everybody, but always brand your cattle, which means always treat people. Actually, the funny thing too is like, sometimes with these things, I don't really understand it. So just put into ChatGPT, it could help you put into simple words. So essentially the ethos is trust everybody with respect, but also don't put 100% faith in nobody's. And actually, another thing I found too, people who are super, super insanely friendly and actually compliment you a lot are actually the least trustworthy people, because like people is trying to low-key scam you. I mean, I think just treat everyone with respect, but also try to think that people is trying to low-key scam you or troll you. Is the thought just, follow your gut, don't follow heuristics. When people seem a little sketch based on their appearance, the way they walk, they talk, outlandish tales, yeah, don't get scammed. Yeah, Bitcoin is the future gold. Yeah, actually the issue with Bitcoin is everyone's just like, myself included, right? Like everyone's just like hoarding it. Never want to spend it. Like to quote Kanye, it's like, what, people make money, don't spend it. But I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. So yeah, it looks like people don't want to use their wealth. So the question is ultimately, in regards to your wealth, what do you want to use it for?